At the Cattle Industry Conference in Tampa, we're at the Boehringer Ingelheim display. We're going to visit with Dr. Doug Inslee, who works in cattle professional services with Boehringer Ingelheim. And Doug, we were talking here about drought-stressed cattle, I guess if we can use that term, and some of the concerns that we have there and things we need to be thinking about.
Well, what I would first look at is in the cow herd for that calf when it's in the fetus or as a fetus. It's in a cow that's probably nutritionally distressed, and we know through science that those fetuses can be compromised when they're born and even growing because of that stress from the drought and the nutrition. So that's something I think we need to think more about moving forward. Probably had a few more health issues in the calves this last year because of that and their effect on the immune system.
So what are you suggesting to producers about this then?
Well, we can't do much about this drought stress before, but we can deal with these calves and make sure that their vaccination programs are on par. We're really focusing on the nutrition side of those calves and getting their mineral content. They're probably going to be depleted in minerals, so their response to the vaccines that we're putting into them isn't going to be as great as it could be before. So I think that's something that we really need to focus on too. Make sure their parasite loads are down by deworming them at the proper time to make sure that their intakes and their good nutritional plane. You know, as we move forward and getting ready for this next year and thinking about if we have drought stress and stuff is really focus on knowing what you're feeding those cows, knowing what your hay is, because that's another issue in this last year is probably our vitamin and mineral content in the hay is going to be weak. So again, we need to take care of those issues. Water quality, you know, you're going to have more in those dugouts or those ponds where they're drinking is what's a particulate matter within the water, what's the stress there. Again, it goes back to let's make sure that they're in the best possible health so that our vaccination program is doing what we ask it to do. Choosing the right vaccine at the right time is a real key. I think something that we have probably in this last year with drought is cows were maybe being preg checked early because we wanted to get them gone if they're open as soon as possible because we're getting weak on feed. Now we've kind of changed our time frame for our vaccination program. We had to think about that, especially if we were thinking about using modified live or the vaccines we use. They're safe in 12 months, but now we shortened our vac program last year. Now we might go back to the normal if the change. Think about when you're going to time your vaccinations and stuff.